We're beginning to get a look at the number of king salmon that are reaching their spawning grounds in Kuskokwim River tributaries. The data comes after another summer of conservation restrictions on king salmon fishing. The numbers allow subsistence families to see the results of their sacrifices and for fishery managers to gauge the effects of their decisions. There isn't much data yet, but a promising number of kings have already passed through one tributary of the Kuskokwim, the George River, where the mid-range of the state's goal for kings getting to spawning grounds has almost been reached. As of Monday, more than 2,300 kings had passed through the weir there. Kuskokwim Area Fishery Manager with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, Aaron Tiernan, expects those numbers to climb.
There's still fish moving, so we'll see how that plays out the remainder of the season.
The State Fish and Game Department is operating six weirs to measure salmon escapement in Kuskokwim River tributaries this summer. High water has meant only two of those weirs have been able to accurately count salmon passing upstream, the George River and Salmon River Pitkus Fork weirs. As of Monday, more than 2,300 kings had passed through the weir at Pitkus Fork in the Middle Watershed. The state does not have a weir escapement goal for this tributary. High water meant salmon could swim over the remaining weirs, preventing them from gathering data as planned. The weirs were scheduled to go in at the beginning of the month. The Gweethluk Weir just became fish tight on Tuesday. That means all the fish swimming up the Gweethluk are now passing through the weir rather than possibly swimming over the gate. For some weirs further up the Kuskokwim, where few kings have passed, the state expects to be able to reconstruct the escapement data. And for all the weirs, Tiernan says the state has a backup plan.
Beginning Friday, aerial surveys are going to start, weather permitting.
That means biologists will begin flying over the weirs, counting the salmon from the air.
And hopefully by next week, we'll have a decent idea of what we're seeing for escapements.
King salmon have largely moved past the lower river. The state-operated Bethel Test Fishery has caught kings in the single digits every day since last week. Meanwhile, runs of chum and red salmon continue to build through the lower river. By historical average run timing, more than 98% of kings have passed Bethel and 84% of chum. Usually by this time, 99% of reds have already passed Bethel. However, this year, the reds arrived late. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.